Now, the Czech government on Monday approved a proposal to allow product placement in television programs, meaning that the names of real-world products can now appear in television shows, films and other programs. In one sense, it means a new advertising medium, and in another, simply bringing above board what producers have already been doing for a long time. Christian Falvey has the story.
The Czech Republic must approve an EU directive on audiovisual media services, and that means good news for advertisers and television broadcasters. The directive entails that producers will now be able to plant, so to speak, real products in their programs, bringing more firmly into Czech society a practice that is an important part of the advertising industry elsewhere. As Richard Ihuel, executive manager of the advertising agency Euro RSCG, explains.
It's become far more important over the past 5 to 10 years, mainly due to the fact that several advertisers have seen in product placement a complementary means to promote their brand and to support them and to have access to broad audiences. So you'd see typical examples with James Bond feature movies, for instance. You would see very prestigious movies featuring Nokia handsets, featuring iPhone, featuring cars, alcoholic beverages. It is restricted to categories where advertising or promotion in general is not allowed. But for all other categories, it works pretty well.
No joy for the would-be Marlboro men of Czech TV production, but a great boon, needless to say, to advertisers, their clients, and the television stations who sell the space, particularly in times of economic woe. So why couldn't it be used before? Pavel Brabec is president of the Association of Czech Advertising Agencies and Marketing Communication.
Ona na to nebyla škatulka.
There was no category for it. It was undefined, so it wasn't forbidden, but it wasn't allowed, and producers had to work between those lines. Now it can be said about marketing communication throughout Europe that the effectiveness of classic advertising, like television commercials, is on the downturn. The public, of course, receives a great deal of advertising information, and they have become, I'd say, immune to that kind of stimulus. So both clients and advertising agencies are looking for other, more effective ways to place their promotional messages in the media.
Officially allowing product placement on television, however, does not change a great deal, merely legitimizing what producers have been doing on the sly for a long time anyway. But if the public has become immune to other forms of advertising, as Mr. Brabec suggests, is there not a danger that viewers will react aversely to even greater commercial ubiquity, and do advertisers see no risk of saturating their audiences? Richard Ihuel again.
Most of people I use to product placement for a simple reason, which is that most of the people are exposed to international media and to international feature movies and to international press. So they already are experiencing product placement without knowing it sometimes, but it is a fact of life. Now, will people and consumers be totally saturated? I don't think so. Maybe the more product placement there will be and the less receptive to it people will become. Talking about saturation is a little over the top.
If you are particularly opposed to product placement, you will still have sanctuary in children's programming, where the practice remains forbidden. Elsewhere on TV, however, you're likely to see everything your favorite TV stars drive, eat, and wear, regardless of whether you like it or even notice.
Thank you, Christian Falvey. Obtaining a driving license may